Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Quadlin. I am your host, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife on the line. Honey, are you there?
I am. Hello.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Our topic is going to be a very interesting topic. We're hoping to get a lot of feedback on tonight's subject because tonight's subject is how do I deal with my jealous spouse? Most relationships are affected by jealousy at some point. However, there are relationships where one spouse is extremely jealous, and their words and actions eventually can cause a breakdown in the family. What are the indicators of an extremely jealous spouse? What are some things that can cause a spouse to be this way? And what can be done to reduce and or eradicate jealousy within a relationship? Is there hope for the relationship? Again, thank you for joining us on tonight, Tuesday, August 23rd. The time now is 8:01 p.m., and I just want to go ahead and open up the line so that we can get everybody in queue so we can get started on tonight's topic. All right. First, let's see. We have caller ending in 1398. Caller, you're on the air.
Ms. Brenda, how you doing?
Hey, Ms. Brenda, how you doing?
Hey, Ms.
I'm
Brenda.
Doing fine. Hey, we sure missed y'all, Claire.
I know. We missed it. Wish we could have been there.
Yeah, I sure wish we could have.
Yeah.
Looked like y'all had a good time.
Yeah, y'all did.
It was better than good, honey.
Praise the Lord for that, I tell you.
Amen.
Well, Ms. Brenner, again, you know your line is always open. We'll keep it open so that way if you have anything to say, you're welcome to say it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Our next caller, calling ending in 6770. Caller, you on the air?
Hi, Pastor Kenny. This is Michelle.
Hello.
Pastor, but just went in the store, so it's just me right now.
Hello, Pastor. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm tired. Today's been a rough day at work. I tell you, it was rough. Yeah, but I'm glad today's over with.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Pastor, you know your line is always open, so, you know, feel free to, you know, join in with us on tonight's topic. No, you got
yes,
my brother on the line with you.
Yes, sir. He'll be here in just a second. I'm sure he's going to put his input in.
All right. Well, your line is open.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Okay. Caller ending in 8225. You're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Keisha.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
We'll be doing just as good as you in a week or so. See old Kaden going to school and stuff.
Oh yeah, Lord, he out the door. Thank you, Jesus.
For another year.
Well, as always, you know your line is open. We'll keep it open for you, so that way if you have anything to say, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Caller in 1844. You on the air?
Hey, pastors. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's going on, miss?
Shoot, nothing, pastors. Getting ready to go. You know, gymnastics. I'm always on the run.
Yeah, yeah, that's what mamas do. Y'all go, go, go.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So as always, your line is open. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe. I apologize, honey.
No.
You was getting ready to say something.
No,
I was just asking how your day was.
Oh, that was you, Mitch. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yep, that was me. Just asking how your day
was. Yeah, our day was pretty. My day was pretty stressful, but other than that, I can't complain.
I hear you. I don't complain at all. Don't matter. Nobody's listening.
You ain't lying.
Come
about
on,
that.
I know. They sure don't listen.
That's right.
Well, as always, Miss, you know that line is open. So if you have anything to add, please feel free to do so.
All right, I sure will.
Yes, ma'am. Caller in again, 8277. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Leandra again. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good.
I am looking forward to tonight. Yes, ma'am. Me too.
Yeah, I hope the line be ringing off the hook.
You know, I'm a little jealous. Just a little bit.
I hope the line is off the hook tonight. Ms. Leandra, you know your line is always open, madam. So if you have anything to chime in on tonight, please feel free to do so.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Caller ending in 2174, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Melissa Phyllis. I'm just listening in yet.
All right.
Hey,
Melissa Phyllis.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Well, we doing all right. You know, the weather's finally cooling down up here, up this way.
Oh, okay then. Okay.
Well, you know your line will be open, and if you have anything to say, Minister Phyllis, please feel free to do so on tonight.
I'm just listening in for right now. I'm trying to see what the topic is about.
Yes, ma'am. Well, our topic tonight is how do I deal with my jealous spouse? That's an interesting topic.
Oh, wow.
We're hoping the lines ring off the hook tonight.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully, you know, we'll get some feedback on tonight.
That's a good one there.
It is.
Yeah,
well, we'll definitely have your line open, though. So that way, if you do want to say anything, you'll be able to do so.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, callers and listeners, again, today is August the 23rd. The time is now 8:08 p.m., and we are definitely looking forward to hearing some good feedback on tonight because my wife actually came up with the topic. I think it's a very interesting topic because I think, in all honesty, y'all, I think spouse, whether it's male or female, I think we all can have a slight bit of tendency to get jealous from time to time. You know, like when you're at a restaurant and your spouse is getting that little chuckle that she ain't gave you in a while and you're like, yo, what you laughing at? You know what I'm saying? Order the food. We ain't got time for you to be laughing. Order the food, you know. He ain't said nothing charming to you that I ain't said to you. But let me stop playing. Well, honey, the line is open, baby. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, how do we deal with a jealous spouse? I guess, first of all, we have to talk about what, I guess, would define extreme jealousy. Because like you said, I think most of us, we probably have a bouts of jealousy here and there. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But anyway, that's another conversation. And
that's a double-edged sword right there.
Yeah, I felt like that at one point. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So how do we define extreme jealousy? Now, I understand, you know, being a little cautious, asking some questions about things. You know, I understand all that. But I think it's extreme when you can't even go to the store or somewhere like that and your spouse wants to know, when they want to know your every move,
you know, when they're bombarding you with questions all the time, always checking your phone, always checking, you know, they checking your passwords and your email and checking everything, and, you know, you just have to report everything you do, how you do it. There's always a suspicion that you're doing something wrong, or, you know, you have a third or fourth party or whatever. And so to me, that is extreme jealousy. Mm. So how do you deal with that? Because I know that, you know, I know we have listeners out there now, and some people are in a, you know, they're in a relationship, whether it be married or not. If you're not married, then I would seriously think about it. But, you know, if you're married, that's something, that's a commitment you've already made. You know, you're in a commitment. And, of course, we're trying to be, you know, we want to first try to save, you know, relationships. But when you're in that type of relationship and it just becomes too much, it begins to affect the family. It begins to affect the spouse that's not, you know, jealous. It can lead to things like low self-esteem. You know, it's just, it can lead to all sorts of issues. So how do we deal with that? So I guess, do you guys think that everyone has a different definition of extreme when it comes to being jealous? What do you think, babe?
Well, yeah. That definitely extreme. And extreme measures would be going outside to touch the hood to see where you've been. You know, see if you drove in a while because I've been at work all day. You know, stuff like that. Let me go and make sure I set a little trap so that way if she didn't went somewhere, I know she didn't move the car, and then I can ask questions. Where you been at? Who you went to see? Who you were talking to on the phone? You know, all kind of stuff like that. Yeah, that definitely some extreme measures. But, you know, I tend to get jealous when my wife, you know, she call herself being, you know, mad at me. And then we go out in public and we mess around, and then we get like a male waitress, you know what
waiter.
I'm saying? I'm sorry, a male waiter. I apologize. A male waiter, and then she'll give him a look. And I'll be like, wait a minute. No. Just order your food. Keep it simple. Because you ain't had not one word to say to me in the car on the route, en route to the doggone restaurant. So you keep it simple. You go ahead and order what you're going to order. I got the kids order. Because I don't want you talking to him too much now. That right there bothered me a little bit. So I think we have our tendency of getting a little extreme. I have a problem when I got my wife, you know, or I got this man that's talking, and you know what I'm saying? He see me right now in her face, you know, and he yeah, what can I get you, baby? Hey, she ain't your baby. You know.
Baby?
You know how they do down south. What can I get you, sweetheart? Do you need some more? Can I get you some more drink? You want it light on the ice. I remember. Hold on, brother. That ain't no, bro. You ask her, do she want some ice? That's your job. That's your reasonable service. You ask her if she wants some ice. She'll tell you. Don't tell her you remember she asked for light ice. Act like you forgot. Especially when you're with me. Ain't that right, babe?
So do you think that people have a different definition of what extreme is? Do you think extreme is the same, means the same for everybody?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, what I may think is extreme may not be, you know, what Mish or Keisha, you know, think is extreme.
Mm-mm. I think everybody got their own interpretation of extreme. And callers, if I may, them lines wide open. So somebody, you know, let them know what you think.
I don't think everybody has the same definition of extreme. I think some people's level of tolerance for certain things may be higher than others, and so what may seem extreme to you may not seem extreme to me.
Well, elaborate there, madam. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I want to hear what you're talking about, because I want to make sure you ain't male bashing, because you know I'm the only male on the line.
What? There was no male bashing of us. You tripping. You see how he turned on you? He just turned on you. I want you to remember that.
Go ahead. Real quick.
That's not specific
directly directed towards
you're not
hey,
the only man.
My brother. He in my help. My brother. What's going on, my brother?
There ain't no much investigation. I got your back, man.
That's it. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, cause I was about to get toe up this evening.
Don't keep it. He just turned on you. Hey, brother. He just turned on you, Keisha. Go ahead.
That wasn't even.
I understand what you said, but that rescue thing, you know, they want to talk to the male. You know, the male want to be off in their face and stuff when they out there ordering stuff.
Yeah. That's something else, ain't it? Nah, you ain't have two words to say to me.
And what I do, I go ahead and answer for her. When he answered that question, I was like, she would like it this way. That's how she wanted.
See, that's one of those extremes, answering for me.
No, it's not. That's what I call taking initiative right there. Huh, Minister Philly? That's taking charge, Minister Philly. Come on now.
He's testing the water. The guy's testing the water that she hates. Hey,
and
see if she's
going
to answer.
I'm going to
answer four, but, you know, there's only one alpha male in the relationship.
No, Mr. Philly, what I was saying is, he said he'll order four. I said, that's taking charge right there, huh, Mr. Philly?
That's right.
Yes, it is. But, you know, Mr. Kenneth, sometimes when those tests come upon us that let us know that we just got, you know, some more to work on, you know, because you don't want nobody else, you know, you don't want your spouse talking to nobody else. You want your spouse to talk to you. You know, Apostle Brown always tell us, she said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, or however is the word, you know, and some of that don't mean, you know, speaking from experience, you know, I have had that to happen to me because, you know, this individual wanted to know my every whereabouts, but by now, he was out there doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
And I'm not saying, Minister Kenneth, that's your, you know, that's you, because I know you love your wife very much. I know that personally, you know, because you showed her love. And that's when I would tell you all, you know, I am very inspired by how the way you all have stood.
Praise God.
Thank you, Minister.
Praise God. Because I tell you, Minister.
And then also, too, when the spouse out there doing his thing, you know, they want to keep up with you. I want to know where you at, you know, so that way you won't want to run into them to see what they're doing.
That's right.
Some of the reasons that they're jealous. That's true.
That's a good point, Minister Phyllis. That's a great point.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Keisha, I want to go back to you, Keisha. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Minister
Phyllis.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they want to check your phone and see who all you've been talking to. Have you got some phone calls or anywhere that you are not supposed to be getting? But on the other hand, the person that your spouse was involved with, the woman calling you.
My God. Well, I sure appreciate you for the words of edification that Minister Phyllis. I appreciate you. Thank God, you know, my wife and I ain't really had to deal, you know, with a lot of things. You know, we try to keep, you know, a lot of outside stuff out too. But at the same
time,
you know,
I do get jealous.
I ain't gonna lie now, I get jealous. I do.
Well, I feel at one point he wasn't jealous enough. Pastor Michelle, you on the phone, you remember.
Pastor Michelle, she trying to get you. Don't fall, Pastor Michelle. Don't fall for it.
I missed that. What happened, Pastor?
I said I felt at one point he wasn't jealous enough.
But I'm gonna tell you what. Say how the class is though. She was so beautiful going to the commissary. Beautiful.
Well,
I text my pastor. I was like, I'm gonna need you to get to the commissary. She too. too pretty to be up in the commissary. He left his job and said, I'm on my way.
I sure did. I got up in there.
He did show up in the commissary.
Uniform and all. I was sweating everything. Like, who you in here talking to?
Whatever.
Don't be asking the produce guy where the onion's at. You know where the onion's at. Callers, just to throw a disclaimer out there, I think we all get a little jealous, but I ain't that bad.
No, he's not. Keisha. He's not.
Yes,
Keisha,
ma'am.
You still there? Okay, go ahead and finish what you said, because I do want to remember. I'm going to write this down. He turned on you. Go ahead and finish what you were saying, please.
You gonna write it down, maybe?
Keisha, you're still my homie, Keisha. You're still my homie. I love you. I love you, sis.
Yes, I love you too. But no, I was saying that wasn't directed towards men. That was just, that can be for both sides, females and males. Because, you know, sometimes we overreact as females and we go a little bit overboard with the jealousy. And men do too. So it wasn't directed towards any sex. It was just a generalized comment for people in general.
Oh. Okay.
I knew that, Keisha.
Okay, see, so you want me back. You want me back.
I want to have a disclaimer for Kenny.
So we agree that there are different extremes for different people.
Right.
Can I tell you about an extreme jealousy?
Don't call Mama. She come. Go ahead, Miss. Oh, hold on, just 1 second, Miss Brenda. If it's Mama.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Caller ending in 5359. You're on the air.
Hello. Good evening. This is Janelle.
Hey
Janelle.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good.
Good.
Well, thank you for calling again, madam. It's always good to hear your voice. I think I've heard your voice like four shows now. That's all. Praise the Lord.
And your line is open. We would love to hear what you have to say. We're talking about jealousy tonight.
Ooh, how to deal with a jealous spouse.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Good, ma'am.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Ms. Brenda. Floor is yours.
Yeah, we want to hear about this extreme, Ms. Brenda.
Yeah, it is extreme. I had a friend when I was in my young 20s and I was living in North Carolina. She was married. And wherever she went and when she came back home, her husband made her strip her clothes down, lay on the bed. She went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom with her.
What?
He brushed her eardrum open when they was teenagers and they were going together before they got married. And I just couldn't understand why would she even marry somebody like that if he's doing her like that before they got married. But that's what I call extreme. That is extreme jealousy.
Yeah, that's extreme right there.
She could not do anything. Wherever she went, he wanted to go, and then he would trust her with her sister sometime, but he still would make her strip her clothes down whenever she came in that house. He went in the bathroom with her.
He went in the bathroom with her when she was taking a bath.
Yeah, when she took a bath, he went in the bathroom. He thought maybe she might, I guess, he hit something. I don't know. But I never could understand that. Now, that's extreme jealousy.
She's still married.
No, she divorced him and married another fool. She married somebody else was jealous too, but he wasn't as bad as her first husband. I guess that's what she immune to. That's what she likes.
Yeah,
that's what she draws. See, and that is definitely something, you know, he was already like that before they got married. So that's something, you know, we do want to point out. Like, if you're dating someone and they're doing things like that, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You know, if they're showing signs of just, you know, being extreme, they want to know your every move, you feel unsafe, because to me that would just make, I wouldn't feel safe in a situation like that. You know, then you really want to consider whether or not that's, you know,
that's somebody you want to marry, because that can, of course, get worse and turn into a domestic violence situation.
No, that's right.
So, you know, we definitely want to put that out there. But that is. So when you get into these situations,
mm-hmm.
and you have, okay, so you go ahead and you get married. Some people get married quicker than others. Sometimes, you know, there may be signs that are ignored. Sometimes things you don't see. So you get married and then you find out that your spouse is like that. They want to come in the bathroom when you take a bath. They want to, like you said, touch the hood. You know, all of these things. How do you survive in that type of relationship?
Ooh. I'm going to say run.
You said run?
Get out of it before you get killed.
Yeah. Lace up your jogging shoes and just take off.
Hey, you got a job interview. Lord. And you know,
you got to have a backup plan.
You got to have something. Now, we don't need nobody to be doing the Farrah Fawcett around here. We don't need nobody to be doing the burning bed around here. But at the same time, mm-hmm. Lord, Jesus. Yeah, you got to get out of there. That's not safe. And you know, callers and listeners, if you y'all out there listening over or streaming over the internet, it's very important to remember, like my wife said, as far as with those signs. Okay, you go in cautiously when you first start a date, when you first start to date and everything. But there are some things that are just like out there in the open for you to see immediately, you know, and then there's some things that are concealed.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that are concealed may not necessarily come out in what I call the courting phase or the honeymoon phase. But at the same time, right, when you start seeing things that ain't right, you know, and it's not making your stomach feel great when you're thinking about them, you might want to sprinkle a little common sense on that one and say, self, is this really where you want to be at right now? Because sometimes these relationships can turn out to be very detrimental, very deadly, and you know, people can wind up getting hurt. Some people can wind up getting killed, and you know, right now what we're speaking on right now, the characteristic that's pretty much being out over the airway. Basically, just because how I opened it up was an icebreaker, and it's mainly thought of to come from the masculine side of the relationship, where it doesn't always happen where it's the male being the one that's the jealous one, that's the one that's the aggressor. It can be the woman too, just as you said, Keisha. So with the relationships, you know, there are women throwing hot water and potash on their husbands. You know, because they think that they're doing something, and all types of matter, you know, of things that are taking place. But when it talks to handling and you know, handling dealing with a spouse like that or dealing with someone that you're dating, I honestly think some things that cause a person to be this way is infidelity, insecurity. You know, past relationships where they've been wronged, and now they're like, you know what, it's happened to me once, it's not going to happen to me again. And they go into the relationship looking for that same thing that happened to them that happened in their previous relationship. And I think it's unfair to the person that they're currently dating or they're currently with, because they're not giving them the opportunity to show themselves, approve that they're willing to stand the test of time when it comes to their marriage or when it comes to, you know, or an engagement, you know, because it's levels to it. You know, you got the courting phase, then you got, you know, your engagement phase, and then you got eventually your long-term phase, which we consider your married phase. So, I mean, there's levels to this thing, and we have to make sure that we're cautious before we go into, you know, to the deeper levels, which is, you know, marriage.
Even with that, you know, warning come before destruction. We see the signs that are there, but just because this person asks us to marry them, we get so excited. Instead of us just looking at the signs, you know, we don't take heed to it. We just go into it, and then when we get into it, sometime it be too late.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I think sometimes.
Cool.
I was about to say, I think sometimes we may see the signs, but I think sometimes we are very jaded, and what it looks like in reality may not be what it looks like to you, because you are in the situation and you are jaded. So he could be doing something, and I can't really think of an example right now, that from the outside looking in, like somebody outside of it will be like, that joke a little crazy. But to you, you looking at it like, oh, that's so sweet. He cares about me. I'm trying to think of an example where that would be suitable, but I can't really think of anything right now. But you may not be able to look. You may not see it the way it really is.
All right.
Mhm. And then and a lot of times if you don't, then when somebody tries to tell you, you're going to be on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you see that, you see that a lot. Well, no, he is not jealous. He really is just concerned, or he really just, you know, whatever.
Mhm.
And when really that joker is jealous, or she, or, you know, or she's jealous, or you know.
Absolutely.
Mhm. Yep. So I definitely agree with that. That's true. And you know, you guys are right. It is on both sides. It really is, because there are some very, very jealous women out there. Very jealous, you know, insecure, been in relationship after relationship, things have happened, and sometimes, you know, we don't see our part in why some of these relationships fail. We just think we're always been done wrong by somebody. And so we go in and we're constantly guarded. And, you know, before you know it, it doesn't matter. He can be just saying hey to somebody. And, you know, you got women that's cutting the food. Why you saying hey to her? Why you got to do this for her? No, you know, and it's just like just taken way, way too far, just way too far. He's like, I'm just speaking to her, or, you know, whatever. And she's saying, you know, she is busting out windows and burning up clothes or bleaching clothes and, you know, just all kind of stuff.
My Lord, causing unnecessary money to come out your pocket.
Yeah.
All because you're speaking too fast.
Mhm. Yeah, and it happens all the time. You know, and when you have somebody, when you're in a relationship with somebody and everything is an argument, you're always doing something, you're always explaining yourself, and the smallest thing turns into an argument because you are always doing something wrong concerning somebody else, and that may be something, you know, you definitely want to take a look at, because you know, a lot of times that's a problem with the other person.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they have started an argument with your Pastor Quadrima, just to go out there and do what they want to do.
Mhm. Yep. That's true. And you do find that also, that, like you were saying earlier, you find that spouses that cheat, male or female, they often are jealous, which is, you know, or they display those behaviors or whatever. You do see that a lot. So,
and then you know, also, even with us dealing with this awareness with jealousy, right? You know, a lot of times what happens is we tend to have this thought process of a scenario, believing something in our mind that ain't even true half of the time. As you know, a lot of people say perception is reality. So you're basically on the outside of a thing looking into it, and you're thinking, one way, and it's really not even that way half of the time. But you know, I believe that with us pretty much changing what we believe, it'll definitely help take that imaginary thought process that we have, that we're thinking, is to be true to us. I think we can eliminate that, you know, some of those actions and those emotional outbursts of jealousy by simply just changing the way and actually taking time to listen and look and see what it is that's going on before you burst out in the anger and cause problems that happen that shouldn't even happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Take the time to look. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, look at us. Why do we feel like that? What has caused us to be, you know, that insecure? You know, you gave some reasons earlier, but, you know, we do have to take a look at us to see, you know, where's the root.
Right, right. And then I read this article for the pathway to happiness. And it said, here are some steps, callers and listeners, basically to permanently end jealous reactions. So that way, if you're being the aggressor and you're the one that's jealous, or you have someone else that's jealous and you're listening right now, first thing you can do is recover your personal power, right? So that basically means so that you can get control over your emotions and refrain from a reactive outburst behavior that's in a negative sense, or shift your point of view, you know, so that you can step back from the story in your mind and give yourself an opportunity to have a gap between time and reality, which will help you refrain from being jealous or the person that you're dating from being jealous and have an angry outburst. So you can shift not only to your point of view if you're being the aggressor, but if someone is being the victim of someone being jealous, then they can shift their point of view by saying, look, this ain't even like that. This is what happened. You can basically just go ahead and put it out there and say, this is what happened, and this is what it is, and from that point on, you can just erase it some of the time. Not all of the time, especially when we're talking about dealing with extreme jealousy. And then you identify, you know, you got to also identify those core beliefs that are trigger those emotional reactions. So you got past events, right? Past events where you had a girl that cheated on you. If you're a man, if you had a woman that cheated on you, if you're a girl. I mean, vice versa, you know what I'm saying. So basically, you got to identify with those triggers that are causing you to have those emotional reactions, or that person needs to learn how to trigger with it, to trigger with their core beliefs, so that way they can become aware of, okay, look, you know what, it probably ain't even like that. Let me stop tripping. I'm tripping right now. You know, I probably had a rough day at work, and or this right here happened to me in the past, and I'm thinking it could happen to me again because it feels like it. We have to be able to identify with those things. So, I mean, in a joking sense, we can laugh about it and say, man, this is funny, like, that people actually do it. But we also have to become aware that the beliefs in your mind are not always true. The difference of knowing something intellectually, that the stories are not true all the time. There are times where there are, but just because you have this inclination, you immediately start having these trigger points that come up, doesn't always mean that what you're seeing is actually a reality. And then you got to develop control over your attention so you can consciously choose what story plays in your mind and what emotions you have or what emotions you feel at that particular moment. Honey, I have a new caller just came in I would like to bring in.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see. All right, caller ending in 2126, you're on the air. Call in 2126.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Kenny. This is Geraldine Stanford. How are you all this evening?
Oh, great,
hey,
ma'am.
Nina.
How are you?
Oh, I am excellent. I'm sorry that I'm a little late. I was a little busy, but just catching a part of the conversation.
Oh, well, we thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
And your line will be open so we can hear your wisdom.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say one thing. I was listening to Pastor Kenny, and I just have one small comment. And
yes,
and
ma'am.
That is, if it's okay. If it's okay.
Yes,
yes ma'am.
It actually takes it takes maturity. When you reach a certain level of maturity to gain the understanding of the fact that it really it takes maturity, it takes understanding the person that you're with, but most importantly, it takes understanding yourself. And like Pastor Kenny said, you know yourself, then you've got to know your triggers and be able to be mature enough to control those things within you and have faith and confidence in your relationship. Once you get to a point where you're mature enough to understand that your relationship cannot be controlled by outside influences, then that would take away from that sense of jealousy, because what it is it's dependent on someone else to ensure your happiness. When you're more confident in yourself and who you are and who the person that you who your spouse is, and you have that growth, that sense of maturity, then that's something that just does not happen in a mature marriage. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
That is true.
That's a great way to put it.
Yes, ma'am. That is definitely true. Definitely true.
Wow, I like that.
I love that. I love that, and that's right, because you are more secure as you grow. Because when Kenny and I first got married and he deployed, you know, I did used to go through his stuff when he was gone. I would go through the papers and look for stuff. Ask me, do I look for anything now? No.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is my first time hearing this right now. This is my first time hearing this on the app. We got to talk when I get off the phone. Straight up.
And see,
yes,
the thing about that looking is you might find something that you don't understand and you take it for something else.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Looking for something. And
right.
I was very insecure. Now, I was immature, but I was also, you know, insecure. I had gotten out of a relationship where I was cheated on a lot. Didn't really have a lot of examples growing up, you know, of healthy, positive Christian marriages and everything. Trying to learn how to be a wife. You know, but at the same time, and you know, you hear things, we grow up sometimes hearing things like all men cheat, and, you know, we hear these things. We hear these things, regardless of whether you're hearing them from, you know, friends, family, TV, whatever, but these are things that we hear, and it begins to affect you. It affects how you think of marriage, and, you know, and then honestly, y'all, I had to really stop watching Lifetime while he was gone. The first time. No, I'm being serious, because Lifetime started to mess with my mind. And, you know, watching movie after movie, you know, men having affairs, and that really just took me to a place. And so I really did have to just stop watching it. But, yeah, but now, no, I'm not going through anything. I'm not doing it.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah. That's too much stress.
I love my boo. She loved me.
I know you do. But see, that's the thing too. Once you come to understand who you are and who your spouse is, and you come to understand that here again is that mature thing, you come to understand that we, and this is very important, we just please learn from my mistakes and all those that allow the past to be in the past.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow our past to be our past, and that includes, most importantly, our past relationship. Let the past be in the past, and don't judge others. Don't judge the one that you're with by the one that you was with.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's very key. It's very important. Get to know the person that you are with and the person that you are. Because let me tell you something. When you enter into a new relationship, you enter into it as a new person. You've learned from your old mistakes. You've learned not to do things this way. You've learned what not to do. So you have to be confident that your partner has also learned. This is not the person that you knew that way back when. So let the past be in the past. That's just, you know, That's just something that I've learned. Let it leave it where it belongs, and start putting no preconceived ideas. Don't bring that into your relationship. Don't bring the old into the new. This is something that is totally, God has blessed you to have a husband. For those women, men and women that are saved, God has blessed you to have a spouse that is saved right along with you. And people are going to follow what you do. Like, I don't know if you guys have caught on to it or not, but they're going to pick up their cues from you. If you show them you trust, then they're going to show that they can be trusted.
Right.
That's true.
That's
love it.
Wisdom right there.
Yes, it is. I love it. I love it. I love it. So when you're in a relationship with a jealous spouse, do you all feel that there's hope? Can the relationship survive?
I do.
All right. Yeah, I want to hear this. I like this. That's good.
My husband's very jealous, and at first it was like, okay, I couldn't figure out why, because I'm not one where I go out a lot. I don't. You know, I'm really a homebody, so I'm not really that type of person who does all that. So, but he was very, very jealous, and we would go out, and I would see, like, you know, how you're talking about at the restaurant, you have, like, the waitress flirt or whatever, and people would flirt with him all the time and come, you know, bring him things, you know, bring, you know, send drinks over and everything, and he's a big man, so people always thought he was a football player, so we would always get free stuff when we go out because they think that he's this football player, so they give us free stuff and people coming over, and, you know, you see girls looking at him and laughing and giggling, and I would never pay it any attention. And so we actually sat down and we talked one day, and he asked me, he said, "Why are you not jealous?" And I said, "Because I know you, and I know myself, and I know you. Because I know you, you know, I know that, number one, I know your faults. I know all things going on with you that's wrong, but I know the good things. And I know that I have confidence in me as a wife that nobody is going to be able to do what I can do and put up with you the way that I can. So I don't do that anymore." They want to try. I'm gonna tell you, they're gonna send you. He was just like, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's why you're not jealous." So then, actually, that ended up being the reason why he was so jealous, because he thought maybe I was out doing something, and that's why I really didn't care what was going on with him and anybody else. But when he was like, "Okay, I understand," and I was like, "You know, there's pretty much nothing going on with you that I don't know. I know you don't feel good, you know, by how many times you belched today. You know, you got 7 smiles. I know what each one means. You know, I know you, so I'm okay with what's going on because I know what's going on. But I know a look in your eyes is something's wrong too. So, you know, I'm like, well, I'm confident in myself," and that actually calmed that whole situation down to where, you know, I could go out of town and he's okay. You know, I don't get all the calls and everything anymore. To me, I think you have to talk it out and figure out, is there something behind this?
That's great. So communication, which I think you brought up a little bit before, baby, you know, communication could help actually cut down a lot of that. So, and that's what you guys did. You know, he came to you and just asked you, "Well, why aren't you feeling this way?" And
right. There was a lot of hidden things. And when you have hidden things, you know, it allows things to fester, and, you know, the devil's playing with your mind because
the enemy room.
There's hidden things that have not been brought out.
That's true.
Interesting.
Anybody else? Can the relationship survive?
Come on in the room.
I believe it can. Pastor Quandon and Minister Kenny, I believe it can. If both parties are willing to sit down and talk about you know, why are they so jealousy? And then they can come together if they are willing to work on it. But if you got one person that's willing and the other one is not, then, hey, I don't think there is a chance that it can survive.
Huh. All right.
Both parties. And that's true. In a marriage, both parties do have to be willing to work.
That's right.
Overcome.
Mm-hmm. Too real.
That's true. Well, I do. I think that there's hope. Like I said, let's see. Now, if it goes to domestic violence, that's something else. But I do. I believe that there's hope. Like what you said, Minister Phyllis, if both parties are willing to work, you know, Leanne, communication, like Mima said, maturity, you know, being comfortable with yourself, learning yourself, being willing to get help if you need it, you know, talking to a counselor, talking to a friend, talking to your pastor, you know, of course, prayer. You know, that then it definitely can. It can survive.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
I definitely think so. It definitely can survive. But again, I would definitely pay attention to the warning signs beforehand, before marriage. Definitely.
Amen. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything else? Nobody? Everybody's so quiet. so quiet. So quiet. You have anything, baby?
I'm good to go, honey. I'm good to go.
Okay. Well, again, I do. Oh, go ahead.
You know, I guess how, you know, you do have to be willing to really open up your eyes to the person that you're with, and really know, okay, who this person is. If you know they are a little off and that's why this is happening, you know, there's certain things that, yeah, can be worked out, but when it's that dangerous, you know, that dangerous part, you know, that comes in, you don't want to put your life in danger until this person is willing to get the help that they need, and not just say, okay, I'm going to stick in this and I'm going to be there, and it's become a physical situation or whatever. You know, you don't want to stay in something like that. But, you know, I wouldn't, and we kind of talked about this with the last one where, you know, we keep things quiet, and that don't tell what's going on in your household. And I mean, you don't tell everybody what's going on in your household, but I mean, you should be able to talk to, you know, you have a prayer partner that you can talk to, your pastors, or, you know, one of the mothers in the church, or, you know, someone that you're close to, but be able to talk to them. And sometimes it's good to bounce something off someone else if you're just really not sure to what extreme something is, or, you know, if this person, you know, have someone you trust to really talk to about what a situation is, you know, and ask, you know, do you think this is a little bit too off, or, you know, or whatever. We'll kind of get someone else's opinion. But, you know, I think it doesn't hurt to have that someone that you can go to and talk to. If it's not, you know, your mother, or, you know, or even his mother, sometimes you don't want the family involved. Have somebody who is spiritually minded to go to and talk to and get that knowledge of, you know, of, and also experience. Don't go talk to somebody who's never been married and, you know, and they've been in one relationship for 6 months. You know, it really can't tell you anything, you know. And now use wisdom in what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely. I don't really have much else to say on this topic tonight, because I think we pretty much covered a multitude of things when it comes to us dealing with and overcoming jealousy. Is there anyone else that has anything tonight before we get ready to close out?
I just want to thank everyone for calling and, you know, for putting in on the conversation because it was a great conversation. Sorry, y'all know Mariah. It was a great conversation. And, you know, we do, if we do notice those signs in ourselves, you know, let's make sure we do what we have to do to fix it. And I'm going to go ahead and mute my phone.
All right. Well, callers, thank you again for calling on tonight, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule on tonight to call in and everyone sit together and talk about the topic that we dealt with on tonight, which was how to deal with my jealous spouse. I appreciate you all for calling. Again, we look forward to seeing or hearing you all on Friday. Friday, of course, is our Free Flow Fridays. So if you could, if you have any time on Friday, just give us a call, and we're going to definitely pray that God gives us a topic to talk about on Friday that will be very, very interesting, just as all the rest of our topics, we pray for them to be interesting as well. But I just want to say thank you all again, and we love you all, and we pray that you all have a great remainder of the week, and we look forward to hearing you all back again here on Friday at 8 p.m. sharp.
All right. God bless.
Yes, all right. God bless you all. Have a great remainder of the week.